Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
G'day, I'm Pete Hughes. Welcome to The One Thing, a podcast designed to give you one solid practical tip for gospel-centered ministry every week. Now, The One Thing is brought to you by Reach Australia, and we would love to see thousands of healthy, evangelistic, and multiplying churches all over our country. Now, recently, we came across a post of someone who was looking for a church, and they visited a number of churches, and one of the comments that they made was, "I don't want a name tag," which got us thinking about name tags for visitors or name tags at all. Is it a good thing in church? And so we've got two very different views on this, and so we'll see how this works out. We've got Dave Moore from Hunter Bible Church up in Newcastle. Welcome, Dave.
Thanks very much. Hey.
And Toby Neal from Vine Church in Surry Hills. Great to have you with us, Toby.
Great to be here.
All right. Now, just before we get going, when was the last time that you guys were in a place that was, say, completely foreign to you? Did you get a name tag? Toby?
I was at a neighbour's birthday party last year. Didn't know anyone there, just the neighbours. Didn't get a name tag. Found it really hard to meet people.
Did you find it hard to just remember people's names as you were introduced?
And very difficult, and didn't know anyone. And as soon as they found out I was a pastor, they didn't want to talk to me.
Dave, what about you? Have you ever been in a completely, when's the last time you were in a completely foreign place? Did you get a name tag?
Well, I went to a conference in Melbourne a little while ago, and we registered, we got a name tag. That was like, I didn't know where we were going. It didn't know whether you were in the conference or not, because a whole bunch of people who did have name tags and didn't have name tags in the lobby. And so the conference started at this point yet. Yeah, so that was weird.
Okay. So it was confusing, not having some people having them, some people not.
But yeah.
Well, for now, you press play on another episode of The One Thing, the great name tag debate. Right. Just to be clear, I visited both your churches, right? And both churches, you guys made me feel very welcome. Not you particularly, but your welcoming team. And I think we can all agree, welcoming is actually a really important part of church, the church culture. It's a great expression of the gospel, isn't it? As God welcomes us into church. But let's talk about name tags. And what I want to do, I want to start with, what's the experience like? So as a visitor comes to your church, what actually happens? Do they get a name tag? Toby, let's start with you. What happens when someone walks off the street into your church? Talk us through the process.
Yeah, so they come off the street, they see signage, they walk up our plaza, they'll see some people outside the church ready to welcome them. They'll also see some A-frame saying welcome to church, check in to get a name tag. Our membership pastor wants to create a sign saying God knows your name and we'd love to also. And so they may check in at that point, they may not. Then they'll walk up to some our welcomers. Our welcomers will say to them, "Hey, I'm Toby, welcome to church, we'd love to get you a name tag. Can I help you check in?" And 90% of people say, "Yep, cool." And then we take them to, they can either check in via the QR code, but probably the majority come to the table where there's someone on a computer and they'll check them in. And that works better for families. If they're trying to check in five people rather than doing it on their own phone. We do it for them. And we'll also, like probably only maybe 20% of people don't want to check in. But those who do check in, maybe another 20% will only give their first name. But the 80% of people who do check in will give us their name, their email, their phone number, and all the names of their kids, etc. So they'll get to that table, they'll get, and that'll put all their details into our system, and they'll get a name tag spat out, and then they go into the foyer and into church.
And just to be clear, it's actually a printed name tag. It's not a handwritten one. No, so it looks printed, like everybody else's name tag as well. Yeah. Dave,
does that take long?
What happens?
Sorry. How long does that take?
Pretty quick. It's all automated. So, yeah.
When we did it, we found that there weren't a lot of people at the welcome table, so we were straight up. The time it took to put our name in, people were talking to us. basically pressed enter, the name tag came out. So, yeah, about as long as I've just explained, depending on how quickly you can type, really. Yeah.
Yeah, I asked our membership guy this morning, what's the script? And they say, hey, we can get in touch with you about upcoming events, help you connect here. Do you feel comfortable sharing your email and phone number as well? So we'll ask them, what's your name? And then,
And you find most people are willing to do
that. Yeah, it's like 80% of people are giving us everything and 20% will give us a first name. And actually, I think our guy said like 90%, like it's a very small number of people not doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Dave, tell us what happens when someone walks into your church?
Yeah, so we don't have – we've been renting schools and that type of thing, and so there's not really a Sunday walk-in because when there's no presence throughout the week until recently. But people walk in, they'll say A-frames, they'll be welcomed at the gate by people wearing lanyards saying welcome and then welcome at the door. And we kind of – people hang out before church in kind of a lobby or outside for coffee, and then – and then we'll say to everyone who's there, hey, we're about to start church, let's head on in. And then as part of the service, we'll invite people to fill in a Connect card with their information and to take that at the back. But until that point, we're welcoming people personally and trying to get to know them. We have a welcoming team who's quite aware of who's new and who's arriving. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of got this thing that we want to say hello, welcome people within 30 seconds of the service ending. That's kind of the goal. If people have to wait more than 30 seconds for someone to come and say hi, that's a problem.
Sure. And do you find that most people are filling in the Connect card?
We find that people fill in the Connect card when the person welcoming them suggests that they do. Yep. And so it's a conversation that goes along the lines of, oh, have you had a chance to fill in the Connect card? Let's fill that in and take that to the Connect point. And,
they're getting assistance to do that to make sure.
That's right. We do have the other way. If people come in with kids, then part of that process, if they're new, they will check in their kids in much the same way that that Toby's just described, that they'll go fill in a form. But we don't have name tags. They'll write a name tag for their kid when the kid walks into the classroom. But we'll have all those info there. We'll have their information for that as well. We'll treat that like they're new as well.
And that's part of the safe. That's a safe ministry kind of thing as well, isn't it? To make sure that you know which kids are there and
is that
part of that process, or is that something else?
We want to. It's a way of communicating to the parents that we care about the safety of their kids. We want to know who their kids are, and if there's an issue while they're in church, we can get in contact with them. That's the main reason. Yeah. And all parents are happy for that. And so, we get that information through there.
All right, so that's the process. So let's talk about some of the thinking, the principles. I don't know if there's any theology that you guys, I don't know if anyone's got a theology of name tags in there. Happy to hear it if it is. But Toby, what's your thinking about, having people check in, having particularly that process of getting a name tag for someone who's new and as a visitor?
Well, I'll start off by saying I hate name tags, although we do them.
Me too.
I feel like it feels like a corporate event. You don't get a name tag at a party. I think we want church to feel more like a relational event than a corporate, organized event. And so for that reason, I have a vibey issue with having name tags. But we use them with three reasons. One, community. Two, follow-up. And three, pastoral care. So community, we think name tags help people connect. We get roughly 15 first-time visitors every Sunday, 7 second-time visitors every Sunday. I think we had 1,000 first-time visitors over the year last year. So we got lots of people just visiting our church. We want church to be a place of connection and community where people are known and loved. And addressing people by name is a key part of relational interactions. And so if it's your first time at church, maybe you're meeting 10, maybe 20 people on that first Sunday. If you come back again, that's another 10, 20 people you're meeting. You just cannot remember that many names. And having a name tag helps them interact with people, make connections, remember who people are. I think there's also an ethnic cultural piece here as well. So sometimes you'll meet people, and sometimes it takes me like 5 times to get someone's name, and my mouth cannot get there.
Yep.
But when you see the name, you become more able in being able to pronounce that name. What else have I got?
Okay, Dave, I'm going to interrupt there. And Dave, do you want to push back on any of those community, particularly those community principles there that Toby's mentioned? And we'll come back to some of the principles that you've got in mind as you've made your decision not to do name tags. But
yeah, do you want to push back? I'm not sure it's accurate. And it could be a cultural thing of where church is and that type of thing. I think the hurdle for people to even the process of checking in for church, the thing you were saying there, Toby, about it feels corporate, it feels like this is not a family, it feels like an event you're checking into, screams so loud that I don't think being able to see someone's name helps them particularly much. Like that they can see my name, yeah, maybe, but I just don't think that they are going, oh, I wish I could see everyone's name here. I just don't think they're interested in other people at all. I think they're feeling concerned about themselves, what do people think of me. That someone talks to me, that would be great. I think their desires are much more relational than I want to know other people's names. And I think the hurdle of I need to wear a name tag. I just think people are going to go, I'd be really interested to find out, and this is where I could be wrong, if you've got 20% of people who are reluctant to give their name for a name tag or reluctant to wear a name tag, I want to know what's the return rate on those people. Because my guess is, and I could be completely wrong, but my guess is that your return rate for those people is really low. That they're going, awkward scenario.
Do you, and because of the name, the check-in process, you think?
Yeah. Yeah. If I had to go somewhere and I knew I had to check in and I didn't want to give my name, I wanted to be anonymous, I'm not going back.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you?
I think there are cons to using name tags. Yeah. They're the cons. Just the pros outweigh the cons. So, it's a hurdle. But I think you're overstating it, Dave, when you say it screams. Like, it doesn't scream awkwardness. It's one little moment of uncomfortability for people who want to remain anonymous. They're able to remain anonymous if they want. Everything else about our church screams welcome.
Right.
Everything else is very informal, very relational. So here's one moment which has significant benefit for us. Two other things on just the community piece is it's a small culture piece. It says to our own people, hey, we expect that you're going to meet someone you don't know and we're going to help you do that. Another piece here is, this is me personally, I know that when I've forgotten someone's name, I get very anxious about going and talking to that person again because I feel embarrassed that I've forgotten their name. I'm their pastor. How could I have forgotten their name? And so the name tag just takes away that awkwardness and I stop not engaging with people because I forgot their name. And I think plenty of people are like that. So I do think it has a significant community benefit. I agree with you. I think there's a con there, but I think the pros outweigh the cons.
Yeah. So even with that, so we run a growth group in our house. We have 29 people in our group. For the first couple of weeks of the year, we print off name tags and people walk into our house and they put a name tag on. But it's designed for the people who are already in. They're already part of the community. Mm. And there's an acknowledgement that, we're part of this. And so the awkwardness is much less. I think the reasons you're describing are reasons for the people who are already in rather than for the person who's new. It's for the church.
I agree with – no, I think there are reasons for them. But I think, there are good reasons for the church as well, which is why we do it.
I had an interesting experience. I'm going to just jump in a little bit in this debate. My family joined a new school recently. One of the things they said to welcome, they actually had name tags for everyone. They gave the existing parents, if you were a parent who'd been there for a while, you got a black name tag. And if you're a new parent, you got a blue name tag. And I actually found that incredibly helpful because when I went to walk up to someone, I went, you're new too. Okay, you've got no idea. Like it actually kind of helped me navigate that. Now, I don't know how that fits into to church. I just thought it'd be interesting how a new person kind of perceives.
Yeah, and I think it's worth saying, Toby, the thing you've described sounds great. It sounds really good. Like if you've got a welcoming team who has been drilled and they are so good at making people feel comfortable, overcoming that slight awkwardness if they don't want to fill a name tag, that's great. The stories I've heard, so I've got a friend from England who came over to a few churches, and he's in Sydney. His regular experience was the only person who spoke to him at church was the person who chased him down and said, "You need a name tag. Here's your name tag," and then walked away. And that was his regular experience of name tags at our churches. It was people who were committed to the concept of name tags rather than to the principle and the love behind it. Now, if we can do that, I agree, if you can get a team to love people amazingly well and say, "Yeah, no, you don't need name tag, that's fine. It just helps us, helps us love you. How else can we welcome you?" If they're great at that, fantastic. I just think that's a big welcoming team development. You need to develop that team really well. And I wonder for lots of churches, if you've got energy to develop a welcoming team, maybe name tags is not the thing that you need to be training them in. Maybe you need to be training them in welcoming people well, and then name tags are the stretch. What do you think of that?
I agree with you, Dave. I think the principle, it's a welcoming thing, that is the key thing. And again, I want to say both your churches do this very, very well. It's not just about name tag. Toby, was there anything else that you wanted to add in terms of your principles and ideas?
Well, so that's for the newcomer, but I think there's significant benefit for other reasons. So you've got the name tag on the day, but then the data we're getting on the Sunday that this person checked in, here's their email, here's their phone number, we use all of that for follow-up. So that's the second reason we do it. On a Monday morning, we send a welcome email, welcoming people to church. On Tuesday, we SMS them from an individual saying, "Hey, I'm Toby. It was great to have you at church. Love to invite you back this week." If they come a second time, then we phone call them. And so gathering all of that information from the check-in process is massively helpful. And then the third reason we think it's helpful is for pastoral care. So it's not just new people who are checking in and getting name tags. Everyone is. And that means we know who was there on Sunday and who wasn't there on Sunday. And then it's easy to run reports. Our pastoral care system runs a report. If they've missed 3 weeks of church, we want to get in contact with them. If they've missed 5 weeks, we have this escalating response. And if they've missed 9 weeks, you know, it's escalated again. And we used to do it without name tags, and I'd have to manually mark a role every service, and that just took so much time. This is so much more efficient, quick, and accurate, and enables us to do pastoral care better. So there's like three reasons. Helps us connect new people, helps us follow up new people, but also helps us follow up people who are drifting, part of our community. I know people don't like it, and I know it turns some visitors off, but I just think the outcomes we're getting outweighs that. And I think if you are exploring, I think actually you generally you want help, you want a way in. And I think it's Christians who are attending other churches who just want to sit anonymously. I don't really care about them.
Sure. You want the people who the spiritual inquirer to come in and make them feel good. Okay, Dave. That's we've heard some of your ideas and principles. Are there things that you want to add in terms of why is it that your church doesn't actually have name tags?
We want to make that welcoming process as smooth and easy as we can. That the first experiences people have, the first few minutes of church, will shape their experience for the rest of it. And so we want to try to put as much effort into making that smooth as we can. I completely agree that being able to follow up new people, we have to put a lot of effort in the other side of trying to get those details and information after the service. And so there's a trade-off there that we can't do it this way, so we're doing it this way. And I can see it'll be so much easier getting the information to check in first. On the care thing, I think this is where we push the care thing down to our growth group leaders, and they are responsible for making sure people in their groups are coming along to church regularly, and they're doing the follow-up for that because there's a a dispersed responsibility of pastoral care within church first, and then things that can escalate up if there's an issue there. But coming back to it, where if we could work out a way to do it that we think would work well, I think we'd be open to it. But at this stage, it's that as I talked around our staff team this week. What's that, sorry?
Come and visit. Come over to the dark side.
go and visit by and you can go and have a look. Okay, Dave, so you're actually – Hunter's a fairly large church. How do you capture all of that information? I mean, Toby's kind of mentioned one of the things – one of the advantages of having a name tag system as you're coming in, he goes, I know who's here, I know who isn't. How do you guys capture all of that information then if you're not doing it through name tags?
Well, so the new people will have a team of people who look out for the new person and make sure there's someone talking to them, and they are – following up on the Connect card. And so, and then after that, the same process that Toby described about the email, the SMS, the phone call, that same system is in place for them. And so we have a follow-up process that new people, we love them through that with the team.
Yep. What about the existing people who are there? Like, do you kind of keep track of who's actually there on a Sunday, or are you relying really on your growth group leaders at this point of time?
Yeah, we're really relying on
that people are, right, okay.
Yeah, we want our growth group leaders to keep track of who's coming to their group during the week, who's coming to church in the week,
right,
and be having those conversations with those people. Hey, we haven't seen you in our group, haven't seen your church for a while. What's going on? How can we help you? So we want to facilitate and kind of encourage responsibility down so that there's real love within the church for each other rather than being reliant on the pastors to check everyone was there.
All right. Let me ask you the hard question, Dave. How effective it does that? I mean, that's great. Does it actually work?
I think so.
Okay.
No, I think so. So with the way that those teams are managed and those growth group leaders are looked after, we have a fair idea of checking in on how they're going. There's if we were getting reports from them every week, that would actually be taking away from their responsibility. We're actually saying, no, you're responsible for this, and so we follow them up with that responsibility rather than getting them to report every week.
What about people who aren't part of a community group, growth group?
Yeah, so they're part of we have a way of looking after them, and so we have a team of people who keep an eye out for those people. But that's relatively small in our church, so we run at about 90% of our members are in groups. So,
Okay. All right, I'm going to ask you guys, I'm going to go straight to the one thing, and I'm going to give you guys a chance to kind of make your case, if you can kind of keep it, you know, summarize it into one thing. Why would we use or not use name tags in church? Actually, Dave, I'm going to start with you. Why would you not use name tags in church?
Well, I think the hurdle of trying to get people into church in the first place, that we live in a culture that is so suspicious and anti-church, and we want people come in not just warm contacts but cold contacts, and we want that experience to be something that they feel really comfortable in, and we don't want the only offensive thing to be the gospel we preach, if at all. And so we are trying to reduce any of those hurdles, and any follow-up and getting the information we want to do as relationally as we can rather than making people feel like they're in a system. I think that anti-relational hurdle is so significant that we are very anti doing name tags at church at the moment.
Okay. So really it's about making someone feel like a person from that first moment they step into church and having that experience of we love you as a person.
Yeah, and that they can be there without being part of the system. They can come along to church and just be there.
And be anonymous if they choose to be.
Yeah.
Okay, Toby.
There may be a difference there between coastal and urban. Like, so the urban, Surrey Hills, very artsy, you know, and so they don't like the corporate experience.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Surrey Hills, very professional. And so people aren't turned off by an organised machine so long as the way that's executed is highly relational. and authentic. And so there may be a cultural difference between, you know, Newcastle and Surry Hills going on there. I'm not sure.
I do wonder also, again, from my experience of both your churches, Vine is more likely to get people who are just walking past because it's in a very prominent place. Hunter, in the past, has been very, you know, you have to know where it is to get there. People usually invite and have an existing relationship that's there. But, Toby, any last words?
Well, yeah, for the reasons Dave said no, that's why we say yes, because we don't want people to just be numbers. We want to know their names. We think it's helpful for them to connect. And then the data we get from who was there on a Sunday helps us follow up newcomers and follow up our members who are drifting. So it's because we care about people that we use name tags.
Guys, I want to say thank you so much for the debate. And I think what I've really loved is both of you are making decisions around how do we actually love people as they walk into church. And that's really, I think that's the key thing. And Dave, I'm just remembering your story of the guy who's being chased down by, you need a name tag, completely missing the mark of how to actually welcome people. We have a couple of things. Of course, in the toolbox, we will have a couple of things, including our community ebook, which goes into a lot about how to keep building community better, and some past episodes from the One Thing 177, 178, looking at better welcoming. Guys, I want to say thank you so much for talking. Thank you for disagreeing in such a great way and showing a great example of how you can disagree on something like ministry and still be loving each other as brothers. So, Toby, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Great
Dave,
to be here.
Thanks for joining us from Newcastle. Wonderful. We've enjoyed the magpies in the background as you've been talking. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
If you have a topic you want us to cover, make sure you email us at resources@richaustralia.com.au, which has been one of the things that we've done today. So I'm Pete Hughes. Chat soon.